verses 5 to 18. The qualities of sattva, rajas and tamas described. Sattva, rajas and tamas, these three guns born of nature, tie down the imperishable soul to the body, Arjun.
Sattvam rajastamaiti gunaha prakriti sambhavaha nibadhnanti mahabaho dehe dehe namavyayam.
Of these, sattva being immaculate is illuminating and flawless, Arjun. It binds through attachment to happiness and knowledge.
Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakamanamayam sukhasangena badhnati jnanasangena chanagha.
Arjun, know the quality of rajas, which is of the nature of passion, as born of desire and attachment. It binds the soul through attachment to actions and their fruit.
Rajo ragatmakam vedhe trishna sangasamudbhavam tannibadhnati kaunteya karma sangena dehinam.
And know tamas, the deluder of all those who look upon the body as their own self, as born of ignorance. It binds the soul through error, sleep and sloth, Arjun.
Tamastva jnana jam vedhe mohanam sarvadehinam pramadalasya nidrabhes tannibadhnati bharata.
Sattva draws one to joy and rajas to action, while tamas, clouding wisdom, impels one to error, sleep and sloth, Arjun.
Sattvam sukhe sanjayati rajah karmani bharata jnanamavritya tutamah pramade sanjayatyuta.
Overpowering rajas and tamas, Arjun, sattva prevails. Overpowering sattva and tamas, rajas prevails. Even so, overpowering sattva and rajas, tamas prevails.
Rajastamaschabhibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata rajah sattvam tamaschaiva tamah sattvam rajastatha.
When light and discernment dawn in this body, as well as in the mind and senses, then one should know that sattva is predominant.
Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yadatadavidyad vivriddham sattvametyuta.
With the preponderance of rajas, Arjun, greed, activity, undertaking of action with an interested motive, restlessness and a thirst for enjoyment make their appearance.
Lobha pravritti rarambha karmanamashamaspriha
रजस्येतानि जायन्ते विवृद्धे भरतर्षभ.
With the growth of tamas, Arjun, obtuseness of the mind and senses, disinclination to perform one's obligatory duties, frivolity and stupor, all these appear.
Aprakasho pravritteshcha pramado moha evacha tamasyetani jayante vivriddhe kurunandana.
When a man dies during the preponderance of sattva, he obtains the stainless ethereal worlds, heaven etc., attained by men of noble deeds.
Yada sattve pravriddhe tu pralayam yati deha bhrit tadottama vidam loka namalan pratipadyate.
Dying, when rajas predominates, he is born among those attached to action. Even so, the man who has expired during the preponderance of tamas is reborn in the species of the deluded creatures, such as insects and beasts, etc.
Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangishu jayate tatha pralinastamasi mudhayo nishu jayate.
The reward of a righteous act, they say, is sattvic, that is, faultless in the form of joy, wisdom and dispassion, etc. Sorrow is declared to be the fruit of a rajasic act, and ignorance the fruit of a tamasic act.
Karmanah sukritasyaho sattvikam nirmalam phalam rajasastu phalam dukha magyanam tamasah phalam.
Wisdom follows from sattva and greed undoubtedly from rajas. Likewise, obstinate error, stupor, and also ignorance follow from tamas.
Sattvat sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobha evacha pramada moha tamaso bhavato jnanamevacha.
Those who abide in the quality of sattva wend their way upwards, while those of a rajasic disposition stay in the middle. And those of a tamasic temperament, enveloped as they are in the effects of tamogun, sink down.
Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishthanti rajasah jaghanya guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasah.